7 regions across the country shattered median house price records in the last month of 2021. The median price nationally has reached $905,000. That's an annual increase of 21.5%. But property experts say there are signs price growth is slowing down. And with us now is Jen Beard, Chief Executive of the Real Estate Institute of New Zealand. Good morning. Give us a rundown of which regions hit median price records.
Morena, yes, you're right. As you say, 7 regions had outright record median prices in December. Wellington equaled its previous record at $1 million. But Northland, Bay of Plenty, Gisborne, Whanganui, Manawatu, Tasman, Nelson and Southland all reached a new median price record.
So not necessarily heading to the regions for cheaper houses anymore. Are we seeing any signs of price growth slowing down and what's behind that?
Yeah, look, December rounded out a really strong year for the property market. And as you can see, both prices and activity held quite strong as well. And while 21.5% year-on-year historically is still very strong growth, what we have seen over the last 6 months is a bit of a deceleration from those highs of around 28%-ish through the middle of the year. So we're seeing a slowing of the pace of growth.
So what are we seeing in terms of the impacts of those Credit Contract and Consumer Finance Act changes, which do appear to be already hitting first home buyers?
Yeah, look, real estate professionals across the country are saying that that has had an immediate impact since its introduction in December. But there are other things that changed last year that are having an impact as well. Buyer sentiment does seem to be changing. They are taking a breath and either can't or are choosing not to pay the prices that are out there at the moment. There's also more choice. There's more property on the market than there has been for a while. And the OCR has headed up this year, is likely to continue to head up. So all of these things are layering up to change things a little bit in the market heading into this year.
Any indications for those first home buyers out there of which regions to perhaps have a look at?
That's such a tough question. There are properties around the country that are selling at relatively affordable levels, and what we are definitely seeing is buyers thinking about their options and thinking about, you know, if they're in Auckland or one of the other major cities, you know, thinking about satellite towns. We've seen quite considerable growth in those areas. So there's still options. People need to be a bit creative these days.
Thanks so much for your time. That's Jen Beard, the Chief Executive of Real Estate Institute of New Zealand.